I'm aware of the colors of the chakra centers, and specifically the intensity or the brilliance of those colors. Make them real, make them come alive in your mind's eye. And then when you're fully aware of the seven centers and their respective colors and respective spinning of those centers, also become aware of the eighth chakra, the one that is just above your head, approximately a foot above your head, that being called the soul star chakra, is the gateway to your multidimensional selves. So the seven chakra centers hold all of the programming that continues to hold you down to this three-dimensional illusionary world, predominantly the three lower chakra centers. But as you move up into the higher centers, the programming becomes less and less there, and you're moving more and more fully into connecting with your higher self. So think of yourself in that respect, and a connection more and more to your higher self and your multidimensional self. Now, put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, your third eye center. And make the energetic connection between the two, the mind-body, or the mind-heart connection, the heart-mind connection. And energetically connect the two. Then forms a vortex of energy, and your conscious knowing self, feel yourself being pulled into that vortex, which then brings you into your third eye, or looking out through your third eye in the middle of your forehead. Just think of yourself as a little ball of light, a little ball of consciousness. And then move out through that third eye as a doorway, a window into the astral world around you. Then once out of your physical body, become aware of your physical body sitting or laying there as part of yourself, but also separate as a vessel, a vehicle for you to use in this lifetime. So that is all it is, a shell. Now I want you to move into your Merkava or your Merkava light vehicle, your light body. See your Merkava light vehicle as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star, or a tetrahedron. And in that three-dimensional, six-pointed star, find yourself, your consciousness, your astral body, moving into that light body. If you were moving into a small vehicle of travel. Many of you have seen these pictures in your Bible and in other sacred works where they depict this light body vehicle. Find yourselves in it now. It is your own personal light body. and begin to move up now in that light body, in that Merkaba light vehicle. Move up through the roof of whatever building you're in, up into the sky, through the clouds, up till you finally move above the Earth's atmosphere. Your little craft, your little personal light vehicle. And once above the Earth's atmosphere, you get a perspective of being outside of your physical body. Look down and see your physical body way down there in the Earth. It's a beautiful globe. Beautiful blue globe. And then become aware of all of the ships that are out here. Of all different sizes and shapes. Some light ships, some starships. Ships of consciousness. Many different colors and shapes and lights. Also become aware of the great motherships that are out here, that are docked around planets or in front of planets, just waiting for the call to come forward. Now see out beyond the outskirts of the Earth, out into the solar system. I'm aware of all of the planets in the solar system. And notice how the solar system itself is moving. You can use time lapse photography thinking here. See it moving through areas of space, through the particular photon belt, the energy within that photon belt. Become aware of how the planets themselves move about in their orbits around the sun, and how at certain times they come into certain conjunctions or alignments, how a particular alignment is coming together. Let your mind, your visualization, show you that alignment. Show you how the solar system is moving through this area of photon energy or gamma light energy. How this energy is raising vibration within the solar system and within all of life forms on the Earth and within the Earth. Now I want you to let your mind go here just a bit into the possibilities. I want you to see a huge solar flash, huge light, white light that appears can visualize this from above the earth, or you can find yourself back down on the earth looking up and seeing this huge flash of light where everyone across the planet will witness this as a major event, an event that has never happened before here in the history of this planet. A solar flash, which originates, as many of you know now, from the source, the universal source. Universal central sun. I want you to see this flash and feel the aftermath of this flash, what it will be like as the vibration from this flash penetrates the earth. All life forms here on the planet. Feel what this energy will do. How it will raise consciousness, raise love across the planet in moments. How everyone will feel this at whatever level that they are in that moment or in those moments. Those moments can be as small as a moment, a minute, or as long as hours. In those moments, all of life will shift, and is shifting as you look at this, you feel this. Feel this energy. Feel this higher vibration come over you, come over your brothers and sisters, both human and animal and plant and mineral consciousness. See this light wave spreading across the entire planet. Instead of a wave of water, tsunami of water, see it as a tsunami of light or of spirit, bringing higher vibration, higher consciousness, love vibration. Is the highest vibration. See and feel that over the entire planet's surface and penetrating within the surface as well. And in so doing, compressing all that is not of the light, compressing it from below the earth and above the earth to the surface of the planet, compressing whatever is not of the light to become light. Now let yourselves begin to drift back toward your physical body, back in your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, back toward your physical body. Allow your light body to surround your physical body as a protective shield that will shield out any negative vibrations that you will come in contact with. If you but remember that this is there. For in knowing that it is there for your protection. Simply believe it, you see it. Allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. I come to you now at this time, at the end of your year, the end of your decade, and the preliminary to the beginning of your next year and next decade. And all that this will entail as you move into this next year. But looking back now, looking back at the year and the decade that has just completed or is about to complete, look at how far each and every one of you has come. How much you have grown in these times leading up to this moment now. How your health in many aspects has improved. Because your belief in yourself and your belief in the health within you has also improved. Many of you that were before this decade began, we're taking various medications, pharmaceutical medications, that indeed were poisoning your bodies. And you have moved away from these, sometimes quite drastically, other times over a period of time. But yet, you have realized how these particular medications have been harming your physical bodies. That is not to say that in these moments now, if you are still taking these medications, that you should abruptly stop them. For unless the vibrations in your body are ready to be able to handle that, it is not wise to simply stop everything that you're doing. But move along in consciousness in thinking in this way. Thinking will make it so. Thinking that you are in perfect health will make it so. Thinking that you have no maladies, that you have no illnesses or no reason to have illnesses, will make it so. But it is always the belief that must be there. Believe in the source within you, God's source, the universal source within each and every one of you. And with that universal source within you, there can be nothing but perfect health, perfect life, life force within you. Even to the point, as was spoken of at an earlier time, the stopping of the aging process, and even the reversing of that process. All is not only possible, but becoming quite probable in your times ahead. do not focus on those times ahead, for that is bringing time into the equation. And as you know, you are moving more and more into no time, where past, present, and future are all at one moment. As you find yourselves more and more being the capital B in the moment, then the past is no longer important. And the future is exactly what you are creating now in this moment. When you fully come to realize that, everything that you do now in the moment is about the creation process. So begin more and more now, each and every one of you, to create your new 5D expression, your new world, your new age of Aquarius, golden age. Create it now, in these moments. And when the vibrations do raise from the great event, the great changeover, then you will be prepared. For you will already be in the practice of using your creative abilities. That is what this ascension is all about. Creating in the now moment. Not from the past. Not only looking at the future and planning your goals and your careers. No. Living now in the moment and creating in the moment will create the perfect orchestration for your life. It will allow the universe to provide for you in all instances. This is the brave new world that you are heading into, that you are in now, if you would but allow it. Many of you have noticed, as you have gone through your various experiences in this past year, you call ups and downs, some tumultuous, some blissful. Many of you are realizing that those experiences you've had and are continuing to have are preparing you for everything that is coming now in the moments ahead. And I say moments because you are in the moment now, each and every minute that you find yourselves. So there is no other way to say it other than over and over again. Live in the moment, be in the moment. Find your life becoming exactly what you are intending it to be. I am Sananda, and I leave you at this time and will join you again many times in the coming new year. Peace and love be with all. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here in Shoshana, we believe, is standing by. Here, is she not?
Yes, we are here.
Yes, very good. And we are ready to move on with your questions, if you have any. But before you do, we just wish to tell you that we have had a wonderful, wonderful time with all of you in this past year, and we're with many of you over past years here. We have learned much from you. You think you learn only from us, but we learn much from you as well, including some of your crazy contraptions that you use, as well as the wording that you tend to use. And we hope that we are coming more and more to your being able for you to be able to understand us. We know when we first began speaking through this one, James, it was difficult for those who were in attendance to understand sometimes that which we spoke, because not only because of accent, but because of the wording that we used was not as quite easy to understand. But we believe that has changed quite a bit. And we are so looking forward to this next coming year here and all that it is going to bring, not only to you, those of you here on this planet, but to all of the solar system. We are ready now for questions, if you have any. Would there be any questions for one who serves in Shoshana?
I have
a
question.
Linda.
Yes, we hear one Linda, yes?
Yes, I'm just asking about an update at the advance on the last night when we went with Sanat Kumara up to the AI station. Can you give us an update as to how effective that was or to what has transpired from that? Thank you.
It was very effective, to use your wording here, as you might want to believe here, because much occurred at that experience or within that experience, and you were the catalyst, we will say here, for a great deal of moving ahead in this respect, in terms of coming to be able to unravel, that would be the word we would use here, unravel the system that was in place there, speeding up the process, you might say. And that you have certainly done. You have taken what might have been years into changing it to months in terms of being able to ascertain what that entire programming system was involving and how to be able to infiltrate it as those of the Alliance and those that are working in this respect are in the process of doing now. Okay? So, Shoshana,
okay,
anything
you
add here?
We can share our perspective on the idea of artificial intelligence, if we may. May we share?
Yes, please.
All things that occur in your life and in the lives of others is by agreement. Many humans do not know this, that what is occurring in their lives is by agreement. And all have the power to change the agreement. The idea of what is known as artificial intelligence has many aspects to it, including tremendous benefit to all. The challenge is the consciousness of man and the consciousness of the agreements that are made with artificial intelligence. If we wish to benefit many, this is a multi-purpose way to benefit many quickly. If we wish to harm others, this is a multi-purpose benefit or lack of benefit to harm others. It all lies in that which you agree to, you see. So each individual being that is empowered by divinity has the choice to see this system of AI as benefiting or harming. It is your choice. And as you see it as a benefit, it will create a benefit. As you see it as harmful, it will create harm. It is very simple, you see. That is what we have to share. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I had a question.
Yes.
Last Sunday, I saw a string of 36 light ships, and it was pretty exciting. Brought my whole family out to see it. That's how long it took for it to keep crossing the sky. And my brother-in-law recently said that it was a SpaceX thing, and I kind of, my happiness kind of dimmed down a little bit, but I was just wondering if you had any information about what this occurrence was and if it was from Earth or from the galactics. Thank you.
We would ask you a question here. Why would you believe, because your brother-in-law says it is something of nature coming from this planet, why would you believe him in this? Does he have particular intel sources that he is receiving this information from, or is this simply his opinion?
Just the internet. It was some research that he had done.
We understand. Yeah. That is what we were getting to here. What we can tell you is, rather than simply focus on this specific incident that you are speaking of, many are experiencing very similar types of experiences as well. Whether it is many ships such as this or only one, it is happening more and more. And as if you remember back to earlier in this year, it was said by the Kara, who was introduced to you this year for the first time, she was the one that came forward along with Ashtar and said that there would be many more and more sightings across the entire, many across the surface of the planet would see more and more of these sightings. And it also goes with the glimpses that have been spoken of, that you would have more and more into multidimensional aspects of yourselves and everything that is coming to you as you are experiencing this. And this is what is occurring here more and more and will happen much more frequently as we are finding it here. This is just the beginning that you are experiencing. It will come to the point in the not too far off here where you will be looking at the sky and seeing ships as opposed to seeing planes. Planes will still be there somewhat, but it is going to change quite drastically as you look up and see what you would only have seen before as coming from this planet and the military and all of that, and you will see the galactics more and more showing themselves. This is happening, and it is in the moment now occurring. Okay? Shoshana?
We can share on this.
Yes, please do.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, of course.
We have something joyous to share with you. And this is little known. We are so delighted in offering this information. The organization that is known as SpaceX is working with the Galactics. Just as those extraterrestrial beings that gave us Teflon and lasers and all the advancements that most humans do not know were given to us, the organization known as SpaceX is working directly with many that are offering advanced technologies to give to third dimensional beings for space travel. So I will tell you now that we find that that sighting that you saw, you are both correct. Your brother-in-law is correct. Those ships were not just SpaceX ships. They were galactic ships working with SpaceX. So, you see, he cannot truly understand that because he may not believe that galactics are working directly with humans, although we know they are. So you see, you are both correct. So there is no need to worry about any of this. You saw galactic ships mixed with human technology. Namaste.
Thank you.
Good.
That's so cool. Thank you.
Very exciting
namaste.
Indeed.
We are happy to share this.
Can I say something? I'd like to say one little thing.
Yes.
This is Orv. I'm just about to send out to everyone this a couple photos that someone took of a glitch in the Matrix where they actually filmed a big ring, almost a full ring of a planet that's like right out in front of us. That's appearing because of the glitch in a Matrix, and it's quite an interesting couple of photos. I'll send them out, but it's like this big planet is right there, something just hanging there. I'll send you the pictures. I just wanted to tell you about
this. This would be what would be considered a piercing through the veil. That's what we can say on this now at this
mm-hmm.
point. Looking into other dimensional frequency here.
Yes, I think so. Thank you. I'll
send
that out.
Can I share on this?
Please, Shoshana, yes.
Dear brothers and sisters, the one we speak through is often skeptical and wishes for proof, wishes for evidence, because the one that is our human self has been raised in a third dimensional conscious world, which requires evidence, you see. We cannot blame her. We, however, as the higher aspect of this one we speak through, we need no evidence. We just require understanding and wisdom. So we will tell you that there are so many things happening, amazing things happening. And what you must have, dear brothers and sisters, to see these things is belief. Once the doubt is erased, the program of doubt is erased, you will see things unimaginable within your realm of existence, within your experiences, beyond anything you could ever imagine. So we would ask you to simply believe. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi. This past Monday, I had an incident with, I was listening to an invocation, or not invocation, but a transmission from Archangel Michael. And it was in reference to your powerful soul connection. And in this transmission, he does a invocation to send this energy that he is offering to our soul and to ourself to receive our soul to receive the full embodiment of us. In other words, to make it more, he was clearing us and everything to make room for this of our soul embodiment, giving permission to our soul and so forth. So we repeat what he's asking us in the invocation, and then it is done. So I was doing a few of those before I started my light service, and this was, I think, one of the last ones that I did. So I do this for the purpose of raising my vibration before I go into my service, and it's just so much more powerful. I have all my crystals in front of me, and I invoke for all of divine to also join me in this. So I believe it's so powerful, and it does become very powerful. Well, anyhow, so during this this one moment, I let that out of my mind once it occurred, and I continued with what I was going to do. And all of a sudden, I became aware that something shifted huge within me. And so as I'm doing my invocations and my words, it changed. And I could see myself as almost, I think of it as my younger self. Like all of a sudden, I was a third person watching what was occurring, listening to the words and the process of what was happening within me. And what happened was clarity all of a sudden was in this moment with me. And every word that I was invoking for seem much more powerful and with complete clarity, and there was a matter of fact like it was in the power within me was complete in fullness in that moment. And so I continued, and I was just in awe. So I didn't want to disturb it. So I just was observing it as I was going through, and I continued through all my invocations, through all my service. And it just was getting more beautiful. And I was so grateful. I realized, oh my God, I think this is my soul. This is my soul that is coming through me and just took over and is doing this for me while I am observing this. So that's what I was feeling. And it was just so empowering and magical. And I was in so much gratitude. Like I said, I didn't want to disturb it. So I just let it go through, followed it. And boy, what a miraculous thing. I couldn't believe what was happening. I mean, I could, but I did believe it. But I was in awe from that from that receivership from Archangel Michael in the next moment. Didn't realize it was going to happen then. So in other words, I felt like I got a taste or a glimpse of what it felt like for my soul to be in full embodiment. And my question to you is, what do you see that I received there? Or is that sound like what I went through?
We would say, have you not already answered your question?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt that that's what was happening, but only a taste of it, because then I continued to do it the next few nights and didn't feel that same interaction occur, you know?
Yes.
So
yes.
It was that one night. So that was a taste, I thought. Oh, how wonderful.
A taste, a glimpse, yes.
A glimpse,
this is
yes.
What
yes.
This is. And it is going to happen to, not only to you, but to many of you as you continue to work with these energies, acclimate to these energies, and they become stronger and stronger and stronger. Along with the various planetary alignments and the solar system shifts and changes that are coming, and the light show that will appear at some point. All of these things are a part of this entire process, all part of the ascension process that you are moving through. Shoshana?
We can't share on this. We wish to share with you, dear sister, if this is your wish, if it is not, that is appropriate as well. Is it your wish to hear from us?
It is my wish. Thank you, dear Shoshana.
Dear Gina, you are a powerful being. This is something that in this body, in these bodies, as we walk in a material world, is difficult to realize. You are a being that is powerful beyond measure. What we found for you is that you made a complete connection with Source. You became Source. You became God. You sensed your world through the eyes of God. This is difficult for many, and many do not achieve this. What we find is that in your devout service to others, with your humility, your humbleness, you were given this gift because you have worked so diligently with yourself to find who you are and the power that you are. And if you continue to understand this and recognize this, that you are God, and you are connected completely, you will experience this again and again and again, and you can use this for the benefit of all. And that which you do is benefiting the planet beyond what you even recognize or realize. This is what we must share with you. We are so proud of you. Namaste.
Thank you, Shoshana. And yes, I am so grateful and humility. Yes, I'm very honored with all of what you just said. And I have been working with Source, with Mother, Father, God, in experiencing God in every moment. This is what I've been working on every day. I invoke for that every morning. I wish to experience God's Source in every aspect of every person, place, thing, experience. In all things that I do today, only see the perfection. Thank you, dear God. And I try to acknowledge God as often as I can. One time I even said, I will acknowledge you a million times today or tomorrow or whatever. And thought, is that possible? And I thought that would have to be in every moment. I am love, I am love, I am God, I am love. And I laughed about it because I thought, hey, that's the only way I could do it a million times, to repeat it all day. Well, anyway, so I have been working with that. So that is a great honor to hear that. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
That's great, Gina.
Very good. We will take one more question, and then we will need to release channel.
I have a question.
Yes.
hello, this is Karen. And I have the influenza. Influenza B, and I know it's spreading, you know, in all the states now, I guess, across the country. But can you tell us where these viruses come from, and what's the best thing to do once you catch it to get over it quickly? I've been pretty sick for about a week.
First of all, we are going to tell you something that you may or may not believe, but it is the truth regardless, and that is, it is not spreading from state to state and all of this. This is a misnomer. This is part of the programming of that which is the cabal, the Illuminati, the deep state, whatever you want to call this. That is their programming to make you believe that it is spreading, and therefore that they need to bring these vaccines forward so that they can vaccinate everyone for this, And that is then leading more and more into their plan to bring about depopulation as much as they can over a period of time here. This is all part of their programming and their plan. And if you are buying into this programming, then you are assisting them in this entire process. Now, we know that you are doing this rather innocently at this point, as we find it, but it is still something that you need to take into concern here, that there is no epidemic virus here, and it is something that the body and the consciousness within the body can weather through without the need of the vaccinations, without the need of the various pharmaceutical medications that are out there, with the exception of something that works with the symptoms of this particular virus. But it is not spreading. It is not a contagion that is going to wipe out mankind or anything that they are attempting to bring forward. Okay? We apologize that we are quite adamant about this, but this is something you all need to come to understand, that this is just programming here. That is all it is. Shoshana, we know you have something you want to add here.
We can share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, of course. And even when my main question wasn't really about whether or not it's spreading or not, and I don't do the vaccines or the drugs, but I'm just wondering where it comes, where these viruses come from.
We will share where this virus comes from. May we share? May we share this with you?
If you want to have an answer here, you need to answer her here. Can she share this information with you?
Karen.
We'll tell you, dear sister. Viruses abound. They're everywhere. They are on your skin.
My phone just dropped, and I had to call back in, so I haven't heard anything you've said. I just had to dial back in. I got dropped from the call.
Thank you, dear sister. We will start again.
Thank you.
We will share our perspective. We must tell you, for all that hear this call, viruses are everywhere. They are on your pets. They are on your furniture. They are in your rugs. They are on your bed. They live amongst man. But they do not wish to invade. It is only by permission that they invade. It is only by you giving them permission to invade your body. And we find that many human beings, and we apologize for this, but many human beings accept that they will be sick. They believe it, they hear it from others, and they are programmed to accept it. So now that you have this, you must rid yourself of it. And you do have it, and you have accepted this virus into your body. So now, there are three things that you must do. You must drink inordinate amounts of liquids. You must use baking soda in your water to raise the pH of your water to alkalize your body so that the virus leaves, because it cannot exist in an alkaline environment, you see. So the first thing that you must do is alkalize your water and drink copious amounts of this water. You also may add, if you are not allergic to citrus, you must add lemon, because lemon also alkalizes your body. Additionally, because you must rid yourself now of this virus, you must take colloidal silver. And you must take oil of oregano. These are very potent substances that the earth provides to the body when it is invaded with viruses. So if you do those three things and work diligently on your mind that you do not wish to have these viruses and you ask them to leave along with this regimen, we will tell you in 3 days you will be rid of it. Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very good. We need to release channel here. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to add here at the end of this call?
Quick question. Sorry, guys. Yes.
It must be very quick question here if there is going to be one
yes,
more.
Yes. Quick question. My quick question is why Cabal is still in charge in here? I would think that Cabal should be gone by now. So this is my question.
That is a very difficult question to answer, and there is no quick answer here.
You can answer it.
Yes. Please, if you can answer it quickly, yes.
But we must ask to one who serves, can you please repeat the question?
Repeat the question?
Because the reason I asked that question, because like this lady before was Karen, right, was asking the question when she gets sick. So people still affected by actions of Cabal. And the Cabal still in charge. So my question is, why is he still in charge?
Yes, we can share. May we share?
Go ahead.
Dear Arena, the Cabal is not in charge, you are. When you recognize that, when each being recognizes that the Cabal is not in charge, that you have given permission for that, that you have allowed that, and that you have succumbed to that, then you can undo that agreement. So when you undo it, it will no longer exist. It is not about something external to any of you that is in charge at all. It is about your agreement to allow it. Namaste.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know why the echo went, but thank you.
That is okay.
Very good.
Now we will close because one who serves has asked us to share a message with you. We will share our perspective once again, if we may. Is that appropriate, one who serves?
Yes, please.
Each moment that you walk your path, tell yourself that you have complete power over your life, that the domain that you have been given is your domain. It does not belong to any others. It belongs to you. And that your life is a creation that you make. You make this creation through your words, through your thoughts, and through your actions. It is so simple. When you provide a neutral point of view to all things, you will find complete joy, complete peace, complete wisdom and understanding in each moment. The veil can only be lifted, the veil of programming, in the moment, in a neutral This is what we share.
Need to ask you please to mute your phones. Very good. We have a final message here before we release channel then, and that is, however you can in this coming New Year's Eve show here that is being planned and that we are preparing for here, please do what you can to invite others to be on this call with you, if possible. Whoever you know that might be interested in this. It is important because there are going to be the messages that are going to be given by both one who serves, we, and then Shoshana as well is going to be there participating. And there's going to be some exciting news that is going to be shared. Just as Shoshana has shared a quite exciting piece of news here with all of you that were listening here on this call, there will be more of this on your New Year's Eve show here. So we are just saying if you have anyone that is interested, even slightly, perhaps invite them to be on the call and give them your the what is called your PIN number here so that they can be on the call with all of you. Okay? And then with that, Shanti, peace be with you. Be
Shanti,
the one.
Namaste.